Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Abraham gave certain explicit instructions. Go to my home and find a bride there. Go to my family and find someone there suitable for Isaac. Under no condition, and he hammers on this point, under no condition is this bride for Isaac to be a Canaanite. It better not happen. Abraham understood it would have seriously complicated God's plan for the land of Canaan and the promise he had made to Abraham and his offspring. Abraham gives these instructions, but they don't cover everything. It seems Abraham put a great deal of trust in this servant to carry out his commission. He leaves the rest of the details up to his servant. The timing. When is he going to leave? What route is he going to take? What supplies would he take? All of those things were a huge responsibility. 10 camels could carry quite a load, and it was up to the servant to figure out what needed to make up the load of provisions for his trip and then a return. According to Abraham's instructions, there is to be no negotiation. Either the bride is willing to come back to her future husband or she is not, and if she is not, the servant is off the hook. Abraham's faith shines through here. He speaks very strongly, not only in what he expects the servant to promise, but what he expects God to do. Abraham is confident the same God who brought him here will bring the servant there and back again. The same God who made all of these promises will guide him in his part in fulfilling this promise. He was really trusting God to carry out his purpose through his servant. Abraham expected God to be more than just a glorified GPS. He would guide the servant's travel and also make clear to the servant who God's choice for a wife was to be. Let's continue reading the account in verse 10. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and departed with all kinds of gifts from his master at his disposal. He journeyed to the region of Aram-Naharaim and the city of Nahor. He made the camels kneel down by the well outside the city. It was evening, the time when the women would go out to draw water. He prayed, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, guide me today. Be faithful to my master Abraham. Here I am, standing by the spring, and the daughters of the people who live in the town are coming out to draw water. I will say to a young woman, please lower your jar so I may drink. May the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac reply, drink, and I'll give your camels water too. In this way, I will know that you have been faithful to my master. Before he had finished praying, there came Rebekah with her water jug on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah. Milcah was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. Now the young woman was very beautiful. She was a virgin. No man had ever had sexual relations with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came back up. Abraham's servant ran to meet her and said, please give me a sip of water from your jug. Drink, my lord, she replied, and quickly lowering her jug to her hands, she gave him a drink. When she had done so, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have drunk as much as they want. She quickly emptied her jug into the watering trough and ran back to the well to draw more water until she had drawn enough for all his camels. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.